Please welcome from the. Oh, actually, she's the principal, the top dog. So we already feel like we're in trouble.
Yep.
The principal of Brighton Primary School, Ange Mazidis. Ange, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
I'll tell you what, Ange. It's rare. We talk to a lot of schools. We get a lot of schools on, but it's rare that we get the top dog, that we get the principal herself.
Yep.
Thank you very much for coming out here. Brighton Primary School, how long have you been there for?
This is my fifth year.
Fifth year, right. Yes. Okay. And have you always been a principal, or is this something that, because I don't know how it works in the kind of the hierarchy of a school. I know the principal's obviously the top dog, but how long does it take to get to be a principal of a school?
Well, it depends, but it actually was never my intent to be principal. It just kind of happened along the way.
Right,
so,
okay.
But it is a great job and something that I feel very privileged to be.
Absolutely.
Well, you've got a growing community here at Brighton. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. How many students have you got at Brighton Primary?
We've got about 580.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
So pretty big.
Now, the principal's office is a synonymous term with getting in trouble that a lot of people know.
Yep.
Do you purposely make your office look more scary than what it is, or do you go the other way and you want it to be comfortable and less intimidating?
Absolutely the opposite. So I actually share my office with the rest of the senior staff.
It's an open plan principal's office. Okay.
And we have a lot of activities for kids to come and do if they need a bit of time, and lots of games, and we've got some stick-in sets that they can come and play with.
You're going to encourage people to want to get sent to the principal's office. Now, Ange, I did want to talk to you about something pretty special happening out at Brighton Primary School. This is the 24-carat kitchen garden program. Can you tell us what that's all about?
Yes. So the kitchen garden program is a partnership with Mona, and that's been in place for probably about 6 years now.
Okay.
And there's a number of schools who are part of that program, and it's about encouraging children to grow and cook and enjoy really delicious food. So it's about having those skills, but also enjoying food.
That's,
and, you know, who doesn't love that?
Yeah,
that's heaps better than I thought it was, because when I saw 24-carat kitchen garden, I thought it was just 24 carats or something to do with gold. But that's way better for the Brighton
Especially when there's
community.
Like 508 kids and 24 carats to go between. How important is it, Ange, for kids to be learning about things like fresh produce and cooking at such a young age in primary school years?
It's crucial. It's really, these are really important skills. And what we want kids to understand is that, you know, to cook a delicious meal doesn't take a lot of time. You just need to have a few fresh ingredients, and you can cook up a sauce and some pasta, and it's delicious and
nutritious.
Kids feel very proud because they've grown it themselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
And made it themselves.
And there is another thing I want to ask you about as well. You were just telling us off air. Is it the nature play, nature plan?
Yes, yeah. We're developing a nature play space in the front of our school.
Okay, so what's that going to involve? How's that going to work?
Well, it's going to be something that develops over time. So we have a plan, and we talked to our Prep 1 students last year about their ideas.
Oh, a bit of feedback from the kids.
Yes.
How does that go? Like, does it vary much from Coke in the Bubblers or...?
Water slide.
Tubes like that, obviously one of the big things.
And a Ferris wheel and all of that. A pool.
Okay.
So lots of ideas, but we've gone with the realistic ideas.
Right, okay.
And so we really want to incorporate the children's ideas as well. So
absolutely.
It's exciting.
But you're pretty keen to get out there in the community and look. You're looking for donations of landscaping supplies and things like that. How can the community get involved if they've got some donations to make?
If they just get in touch with the school office, 626 88 200, and we're particularly after rocks and dirt, stumps of wood, things like that. So very natural things that you might have in your backyard.
Can you repeat that number again, please?
626 88 200.
There you go.
Yeah, for those of you who missed it the first time. All right, Ange Mazidis is principal of Brighton Primary School. We appreciate your time on the show. Thank you so much for coming out. We'll let you get back to your students
Thank
now.
Thank you very much. Been a pleasure.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.